Back now with Day to Day, it wouldn't be summer without a tawdry new reality TV show. That distinction belongs to Age of Love, a new NBC series starting tonight. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein says the show is part of a refreshing trend.
At first glance, Age of Love seems like just another ripoff of the ABC hit The Bachelor. There's the requisite eligible playboy. Here, it's 30-year-old tennis player Mark Philippoussis. And there's the usual gaggle of gals ready to fall in love. But there's a twist. They are divided into two age groups, one in their 20s and one in their 40s. In this scene, one contestant makes Mark guess how old she is.
Yeah, 37, 36.
I'm 48.
Wow. Yeah. You look incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible.
I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Well, I've never dated an old woman, so.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay, titillating enough, but what really shocked me came in a promo for Age of Love. The commercial referred to the girls in their 20s as the kittens, while referring to the 40-something women as cougars. Now, if you're not familiar with the latter term, it's internet slang for an older woman who aggressively pursues younger men. So it made me wonder, should NBC really be using such an ageist pejorative? But here's the thing. If there's a corner of pop culture that has earned the right to declaw the term cougar, it's television. While movies, music, and fashion fixate on the youthfulness of female beauty, credit contemporary TV for not desexualizing women of a certain age. Think Desperate Housewives, Real Housewives of Orange County, The Closer, The New Adventures of Old Christine. These shows all feature beautiful 40-something women with actual romantic lives. The trend probably got its start with Sex and the City, which remains influential. Next season, the networks are introducing two blatant copycat shows boasting non-kittens in their casts, like Brooke Shields, now 42, and Lucy Liu, 39. My personal favorite cougar? 42-year-old Mary Louise Parker, who plays a pot-dealing suburban mom on the Showtime series Weeds. In this scene, she gets a lesson on her profession from some fellow dealers.
Threw me in his car, he let me off with a warning, but he confiscated all my pot, everything I have. I'm screwed.
You didn't get busted, you just got jacked.
What are you talking about?
Did you go down to the police station?
No.
Mm. You get fingerprinted?
No.
Damn, girl, you as gullible as Kobe's wife. You think a cop gonna let a drug dealer go just on a warning? Even a pretty little white one like you.
In fact, TV is doing such a good job representing 40-somethings, they're edging out the youngsters. Outside MTV, how many current TV shows can you name that have a sexy young female as the central character? There's Ugly Betty, of course, but she's ugly. Feminists might object to regarding a woman of any age as a sex object. But are 40-somethings better served playing only matronly moms or teachers? Casting them as romantic rivals to women half their age may be a bit cheesy, but at least they're still on camera.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor with The Hollywood Reporter.